Sagamido part Yud Mishnahea Isha Shemesa the Yatami Mana Rubiastop. Mitama Misham Kathem Umitame Boyo. A woman that has died, and after she died a Rubiastop came out of her. That Rubiastop would be Mitame as a Kathem, meaning as Dam Nida. And Dam Nida is Mitame, even a Koshu, even the slightest amount of Dam Nida would be Mitame. And in this case, that the Dam came out of her after death, we would treat it as being tame like dam nida, which is mitame even the smallest amount, and it would also be mitame ba'ayal like the dam from a mace. And the din is that a revius dam from a mace is mitame ba'ayal, is mitame anything underneath the same roof as it. And since this dam came out of her after death, it treated like the dam of a mace, then when you have a revius dam from a mace, it's mitame ba'ayal. So the dam has the stringency of dam nida. And also the stringency of dam from a mace. It has the stringency of dam nida that even a very small amount, less than a revius, would be mitame. Just like dam nida. The reason why it has the stringency of dam nida, even though it came out of her after death, is because since it was in her uterus prior to her death, it had the din of dam nida. And it also has the stringency of dam from a mace. That dam from a mace is mitame bio, is mitame everything underneath the same roof as it. Which is a stringency that you have by a mace that you don't have by a needle. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eina Mitama Mishum Kesem, Mipnesha Nekar, Misha Mesa. Rabbi Yehuda said, the revius dam that came out of a woman after her death is not treated like a kesem, it's not treated as dam needle, because it came out of her after death, even though it was in her uterus prior to death. Since it came out of her after death, it doesn't have the din of dam needle, it only has the din of a dam from a mace. So therefore, if you have less than a revius of this dam, it would not be mitame. And since less than a revius of dam from a mace is not mitame, only a revius of dam from a mace is mitame. This dam, since it came out of her after death, would not be mitame with less than a revius. But if there was a revius of dam, it would be mitame like the dam from a mace. It would be mitame, but oil would be mitame everything underneath the same roof as it. Umoda Rabbi Yehuda b'yoshebet amashpa umesa b'yasa mimena revius dam Shehi mitame mishum kesem. Rabbi Yehuda admits that a woman that's sitting on the birth stool, she's about to give birth, and she dies in the process of childbirth, and a revius dam has come out of her, that revius dam would be mitame as a kesem. It would be treated as dam nida, and that dam came out of her while she was still alive. Since it came out of her while she was still alive, it has a din of dam nida that's mitame b'mashu, it's mitame even though it's less than a revius. Amar Rabbi Yosi, l'fichach eina metame b'ayil. Rabbi Yosi said, therefore, since when the woman is sitting on a birth stool and the dam came out of her, and that dam came out of her while she was still alive, that dam would not be metame b'ayil, would not be metame everything underneath the same roof as it. And since it came out of her while she was alive, it doesn't have the din of dam from a mace, which is metame b'ayil, it only has the din of dam nida, which is mitame b'mago b'masa, but it's not mitame b'ayil, it's mitame by touching and by carrying. But it's not mitame things underneath the same roof as it if it didn't come into contact with it. But the Tanakhama would hold that even in such a case, that the blood came out of her while she was sitting on the mast or while she was sitting on the birth stool, that dam would have the trinity both of dam nida and of dam from mace. Even in such a case, the dam would have the trinity of both, according to the Tanakhama, and the halacha is like the Tanakhama. Sarah Nida Parak Yud Mishnah Vav Barishayna Hayoimrim Hayoshebes Al Dam Tor. Hoysamar Amayim Lapesa. At first, the Chachamim said, a woman who is sitting on Dam Tor, meaning to say, a woman who has given birth in the Dinit, that a woman who has given birth, they let it. If she gave birth to a female, she has 14 days of Tuma, and subsequently 66 days of Tara. Those 66 days of Tara are called Yoshebes Al Dam Tor. She is sitting on Dam Tara. That even if she sees blood during those days, she would be tar. And if the woman gave birth to a male, she would have 7 days of tumah and subsequently 33 days of tara. And a woman within her days of tara, even though she is tar and even the blood that she sees, would be tar. But she has a din of a tvulas yom, somebody who is tameh and went to the mikvah and does not yet have heref shemeth, and nightfall did not arrive. Such a person is called tvul yom. This woman has a din of a tvulas yom until her 66 days or 33 days of Tara are up. And only after those days are up will she go to the mikveh again and no longer be considered a tvulas yom. The Chachamim call her a tvulas yom arach, a long-term tvulas yom. That the woman has a din of a tvulas yom, which is a sheni. The woman is considered a sheni. And since she is a Shani, she cannot come into contact with Truma or Kachin. As a Shani, they come into contact with Truma or Kachin. Would it possible the Truma or Kachin? And so too, she can't come into contact with Chulin Shanasu Altara HaKodesh. With Chulin, something that is not Truma or Kachin, but it's being treated like Truma or Kachin. Since she is a Tvulas Yo, she cannot come into contact with Chulin that is treated like Truma or Kachin. Now, even though the water that's in this clay is Chulin Shanasu Altara Kachin, the woman can pour this water on the limbs of the Korban Pesach. Since she's not coming into contact with the actual water, she's only holding on to the kli, which contains the water. So therefore, at first, the Chacham says that a woman who is sitting on Dam Torah and is a Tfulas Yom Arach, is a long-term Tfulas Yom, can take the kli that holds this water and pour the water on the limbs of the kli, since she is not coming into contact with the actual water. Chazru loyma harehi kamagat meimet lekachim kedibrei beisil. Subsequently, the Chachamim changed the din of a woman who was sitting on Dam Torah, and they said that she is no longer considered a Shani Latuma. Instead, she is considered a Rishon Latuma. We're going to treat her like somebody who touched a Tmei Meis with regard to Kachim, according to Beis Hillel. Now, the Tmei Meis is an Avatuma. Somebody who became Tamei from a Meis becomes an Avatuma, as a Meis itself is an Avi Avos Hatuma. And a person who became Tamei from a Meis is an Avatuma. And a person who became Tamei from a Tmei Meis is a Rishon Latuma. And we're going to give a woman who is sitting on Dam Torah as a din, like somebody who touches Tmei Meis, we're going to give her a din of a Rishon Latuma, but only with regards to Kachim itself. Not with regards to Chulin, or with regards to Chulin Shanasu Al Taharas HaKadosh. So therefore, there's a stringency here, but also a leniency. The stringency is that the woman is no longer considered a Shani, instead, she is considered a Rishon, which is a Chumrah. But there's also a leniency here, that we're only going to consider Tamei with regards to Kachim, but not with regards to Chulin Shanasu Al Taharas HaKadosh. So this woman, even though she is a Rishon Latuma, she can still take the clay that contains the water to be poured on the basar, on the flesh of the Korban Pesach. And the water that's inside the clay is Chulin, it's not Kachin. So even though she's a Rishon Latuma, she would not be Mitame that water. As even though the water is Chulin Shanasu Altaras HaKadosh, it's Chulin that's being treated as if it was Kachin, since it's being poured on the flesh of the Korban Pesach, which is Kachin, but the Chacham were not Machmer. And this woman would not be Mitami the Chulin, even though it's not Al Taharas HaKadosh. Beishami Omrim, Ak Tmei Meis. Beishami says she even has a din like a Tmei Meis. According to Beishami, a woman that's sitting on Dam Torah would have a din like an Avatuma, like a Tmei Meis, somebody who became Tamei from a Meis, which is an Avatuma. As according to Beishami, the Rabbanu were very, very machmo. It's a woman that's sitting on Dam Torah, and she has a din like a Tmei Meis.